made of lightning. Once I had a room in an old lighthouse, and I was made of lightning. Horses in the canebrake were singing to daybreak, and all the fixtures of feeling. And I was sitting on the top of the world, and I felt like a human being.
I thank you for thank you for everything. I thank you for everything. I thank you for everything. Thank you.
Massachusetts. On the bass, we got Beavis, Ben Bouchon. On the guitar, we got Mark Lang. On the drums, we got the Lily Pad Deadpool. My name is Ben Weatherby.
And thank you to I Want a Cat for playing. We're going to go right back into Rumble. Or are we?
Folk hero, you know? Just remember that. You're a folk hero. You're all a folk hero. You're all a folk hero.
my mind, you're a folk hero. You're a folk hero.
Working in the line. John Henry was standing in the mines. And you're all folk heroes! In my mind, every one of you is a folk hero! Jesse James, he was living life too wrong. They shot John Henry, he was too strong. And you're a folk hero in my mind. You're a folk hero. Folk heroes. You're folk cats. Remember that. Remember that. You're all folk heroes. In my mind. You're all folk heroes. In my mind. Goodbye. 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 Good night. We gotta go. It's been a pleasure playing for you all. You can see us on April 26th at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge. We're playing with the Croaks, Shoe Toy, and Kissy Noises. Then catch us on May 5th at State Park in East Cambridge with Silver Liz from New York City and Dire Phaser, which I presume is a local band because the email didn't have a location next to it. Anyways, once again, we've been I Want a Cat. My name is Ben Weatherby. That's Beavis Ben Vachon on the bass. We got Mark Lang on the guitar. We got the legendary Lily Pad Deadpool on the drums. Anyways, I want a cat. If you have a cat and want to adopt it so I can have one, I really want a cat. That's the whole point of this band. I just want a cat. So please help me out.
I'm looking for a cat. Anyways, good night. We love you. Au revoir. Mwah. Bonsoir.
Yes, thank you to I Want a Cat. All right, let's get back into the Rumble. Here is the Roland High Life.
the great divide. Four hands pull the cloth till they tear the veil. All the tears now have dried, and what remains is a grave.
Ghosts, I can't seem to shake your spirit away. think about me. It's scary being grounded from belief when all is as its own. We're born and die alone, and it's fleeting, ringing in my head that nothing's guaranteed. Everything tapers, falls apart instead. But I figured, while I have you, since you're here anyway, I should tell you at least once. For when life gets in the way, how my worst fears and my nightmares all around you just decay. And my favorite thing is to talk about your day.
Boy 5 WMFO, the Roland High Life give you O Dolores, Cold Expectations with I Live with Ghosts, the Ghouls with Hellhound, and Never Gonna Make It. That was what you just heard, and that was Lullaby. They are playing at Middle East on April 12th. That is a week from Friday. Yes, so we have some cats in here. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Meow. Meow.
They get fussy sometimes.
Yeah. Seriously.
Father.
It's okay.
I don't know how I was going to open that.
It's okay.
Welcome. I want a cat.
Thank you.
Oh, me too.
Meow, meow.
Thanks for noticing.
Welcome to be here.
Yes. And you brought your mascot plushie here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
If only we had webcams in here, that it would be nice to have the square at the cat pillow.
People can hear
squishmallow.
It.
The squishmallow.
We can describe it as best. In
yeah, go for it. Yeah. Go for it. So, I don't know what breed of cat that depiction
ovular.
Is.
It's an ovular cat.
Ovular cat. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
That's a good cat sound, Mr. Radio Man.
So, yes, okay, thank you. So So,
whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, I don't even need a translate.
All right, maybe so we can settle into a discussion here. We should go around and talk about how long we spent practicing our cat sounds today before we came in.
Yeah. I was going to say. I mean, I want to ask how you decide to use that for your band name, but.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
If I can translate for the audience.
Okay.
Meow, 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 purr, purr, meow, purr, 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 hiss, purr, meow, me, meow, ow, meow, mm-hmm. purr.
Essentially, the band name came to our fearless leader, fiddle player, Ben Weatherby, in a fugue state dream. He was...
Meow, 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 purr.
Yeah.
Purr, 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 purr.
Stranded at sea for 5 weeks?
Purr, purr, purr.
Months. And the sunburns purr. Alone amounted to effectively poisoning. And I think he was having visions and hallucinations. And I Want a Cat was a phrase that stuck in his head.
Meow, 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 purr, 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 purr. Yeah. Human, human. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he needs to be able to speak. Can we?
His cat larynx. Here.
Oh my God! Thank you. Great. Okay.
Meow. Hi, everybody. Oh wow! This AI human voice is.
That's what his voice
really
sounds like.
Never heard. Of
really transformed.
Hey, AI has made great advances in the last, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to talk to cats, and I feel like finally, if I couldn't afford artificial intelligence to do so, then at least I could communicate through music.
Okay.
Many years ago, I should say that this band, I Want a Cat, popped into my head. Like years ago when I was living in Western Massachusetts, and I was like, that's my band name. It was like,
didn't matter what it was going, like, what the band was going to be.
That's my band name. And I just want to give a shout out to previous band I Want a Cat members for the one I Want a Cat show that was under this name at the Luthiers Co-op in East Hampton with Mary Fraser and Sullivan Fraser. And we were supposed to have a bass player, and he completely bailed on the gig. And like 20 minutes before the gig, I called him and was like, where are you? And he's like, I had a rehearsal.
Is him bailing the only reason we're here right now, the four of us?
Yeah, literally.
That's incredible.
Wow. No, thank you. Not true.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's, no, but ooh, also everything Beavis has said is 100% accurate as well.
Is that yours?
Yes, yes. I have pulled up a picture of my cat.
What's your cat's name?
Pooka.
Pooka?
Yes.
Like the
I did not name her,
necklaces.
But she was my grandmother's cat, and I kind of inherited her about a year ago, and she just likes to stare at me.
Yeah, she's very intent the way she's
yes,
looking at the camera.
She likes to just stare at me.
Mm.
It's not like she's begging for food or anything. See, there you go. Yeah, precarious cat positions. But yeah, I just figured I would bring that up.
Well, I hope Pooka's a fan.
I hope so. I'm going to be playing her recording of your set.
Great.
I have every intention of... I think she's really going to like that first track.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what the first track was, but I'm sure she's...
I didn't quite follow the story.
Mm. Well, yeah. Maybe we should talk about music.
So, I must admit, I had no idea who you were when you came in, and I was not expecting to hear what I heard today.
Mm. What did you hear today?
That's
yeah. Oh, sorry. He needs a if I
could let's put in some AI human.
He's asking why could you be so like stupid human doesn't know what he heard.
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious what he heard. It was just kind of all up in your face, and
it was loud.
It was loud.
It was loud.
Yeah,
it was a lot. It was a lot.
It's not hard to hear.
Yeah.
So when you're playing these kinds of shows like that, how do audiences react to that to your type of I'm not even sure if that's even composed or if it's improv'd. It sounds like it could be either. Almost Captain Beefhearty.
It was, oh, that's great. I think it was like 98% improvised, what we just did.
Okay.
We had like two songs.
Oh, because there was no bass player or something?
Oh, yeah, because the bass player failed on that one gig. No. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is... Some of it is conceptually planned. Mm-hmm. I almost don't want to give away any... I almost don't want to give away any secrets because I feel like part of the goal is almost to...
Leave people
questioning what's improvised and what's composed.
I just found out we had secrets. I didn't know we had, yeah, we had secrets.
Well, no.
I mean,
that's kind of what I was getting when I was watching you all play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I was not expecting, yes, you know, nearly improvisational, you know, avant-garde type thing.
Sure.
I was very appreciated. I'm sure our producer just loved being able to mix your
sound.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to ride the faders the entire time.
You do.
There's no knowing what's going to happen.
Producer
next.
Joel loves a great challenge like that.
All right, good.
I should say we do also have things that are more. If you come to our shows frequently, you will expect some degree of song that maybe were at the last show, but maybe not.
Okay.
We have like six songs that we sometimes play, and we never know if
I'd say
and
we
when
have,
we're going to play
we
them.
We have like six refrains that we'll put into our set.
They're okay, sort of like, that they're makes sort of like sense. Jazz songs.
For the most of the part, we're just arguing musically the whole time.
That's true.
And agreeing.
Arguing, agreeing, having a conversation,
listening
to each other.
But I must also say, and the people did not see this, you brought your own like banner to Studio D. I thought that was kind of awesome, too.
Yeah.
We bring it everywhere.
We do.
Grocery
sometimes
stores.
We can put it up. Yeah, grocery stores.
Sometimes you put them up.
Airplanes.
Cat adoption centers.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I mean, you could always, you know, bring out the acoustic and, you know, the brushes and play at animal shelters.
Yeah. Mm.
I think my dream gig would be for us to play at a furry convention.
Oh.
I think I'm into that.
That would be something else.
That is my dream gig.
They'd be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yif.
I don't know what that means.
Our drummer. Also,
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I hope I didn't just say, I don't know what's going on right now.
I hate to tell you that, but that's kind of against the FCC rules by speaking dog.
Yeah, we're not allowed to speak
that's true,
dog.
That's true.
You're not supposed to speak dog.
Only cat.
The one of the C's in FCC stands for cat.
Both of them. Mm-hmm.
They both.
Both of them do.
They both do, yeah.
Federal cat.
Yeah, it's federal kitty. With C's. Whatever. I had no idea how to conduct this interview because I mean, I think you anticipated a whole bunch of like stupid cat jokes and things of that nature.
Oh, we don't anticipate.
We didn't know how much we had to prepare with just a bunch of cat nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, your drummer's basically doing, what is it, live art?
Yeah, I wish the viewers at home.
Yeah. I mean, if we had webcams, this would be a good reason to have them.
Yeah.
It's expressive arts therapy.
Seriously.
Our whole set is, in a way.
Yeah.
I'd 100% agree with that statement.
Yeah, when I say in a way, I mean it just is.
It's what I wrote on my taxes.
No, what are you really faced for radio?
Yeah.
I would say
the three English words you write down is faced for radio. I'd rather you speak dog. Anyway.
Actually, speaking of the FCC, at one of our last shows, we were just thinking about cats. And somebody in the audience, unprompted, just started cursing out dogs. And I just want to say, one of our songs today, we were singing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was singing about the unity of cats and dogs. And And I would just like to say, personally, as a cat lover and as a non-dog, I do not identify as a dog person, but I would like to extend an olive branch to dogs.
I am totally a cat person, but dogs love me.
Mm. I had a very traumatic moment as a 5-year-old where I was at a barbecue.
We're bringing up traumatic moments.
I had a hot dog and, I shouldn't have even started the story because I can't remember. And I'm sure I know my parents are listening.
I can't remember
what the dog's name was. But this dog stole my hot dog. Oh. And
That's enough to traumatize you against dogs.
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely.
But I would. Yeah.
Dogs and cats are not opposites.
No.
The opposite of a cat.
Nickelodeon would have you think so.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What was the end of that?
What's the opposite of a cat?
Tack.
Cactus.
Well, actually, a tack. No, wait. No, taca. Because a cat, but yeah. Anyway.
Taco cat? What?
Yes. Anyway, it's carry on.
Anyway,
carry on.
Well, I mean, we got to wind down. So tell us where we could see you again.
Oh, we have two shows coming up. April 26th at the Lily Pad. We're playing with some bands, which are...
Oh,
we gotta go
come
through
on.
The art here.
Come on,
the artist has it in the notes.
We just played at the Lily Pad last weekend for a very special double golden birthday show, which was a big hit.
Mm.
It was on March 30th. It was our front person Ben's golden birthday. Turned 30 on the 30th.
Aww.
The next day, our drummer turned 31 on the 31st.
And so at midnight,
we
had a golden crown, which was forged in the offices of Burger King. And we had a very formal ceremony in which the golden crown was passed from one golden birthday recipient to the next. Gold fell from the skies. Everybody walked away with a handful of gold doubloons.
Excellent. All right. So, April 26th at the Lily Pad.
Yes, we're playing with the Croaks, Chew Toy, and Kissy Noises. It's going to be a really great show. And then on May 5th, we're playing at State Park with Silver Liz from New York and Der Phaser.
I think that's the one you presume was a local band because there was nothing on the email address, right?
If Dire Phaser or Der Phaser, if you're listening out there,
let us know where you're from. We don't know you yet, but we will love you.
I think they're from Providence.
Oh,
hey, there you go. We need some Providence action up here.
I've been meaning to see them, so I'm glad I'm going to get to play with them.
There we go. Hell yeah!
All right, so how can people listen to your stuffs?
Most of our music at this point is found on our Instagram page, which is I Want a Cat Band. I Want a Cat Band. With scores, underscores between each word.
Oh.
And we are hoping to have some releases in cassette and tape. And I'm saying it on the radio live.
Yeah.
So that it has to happen.
He's giving me the eyes across the table because for the past 2 or 4 months or 5 months, I've been supposed to be mixing and bouncing our basement recordings and bootleg live shows to tape. And
there you go.
Which I should say were some of them were done in my parents' basement.
There you go.
I'm working
Those
on
are
it.
Good tapes.
Good tapes.
It's tough because we make everything up.
Yeah.
So all the shows are different. And what do we record?
Good point, but I mean,
we've got some stuff.
People are going to want to listen to this again.
We have the recordings.
Yeah, that's exciting that we have.
We just have to put them out.
I would put that out. I had it fun. This was very fun. And the mix was great. It was great.
Yeah. Oh no, it was great, and I'm sure producer Joel had a ball.
Yeah.
Fiddling with it all. All right. I will let you break down your stuff and everything else. And we got to wind down the show. So thank you so much. I Want a Cat.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks so it's I underscore want underscore A underscore cat underscore
band.
Band.
On yep. Instagram.
On Instagram.
We're also on YouTube.
Oh, yes. We have some stuff on YouTube. It's all under my my YouTube page, which is Benjamin Weatherby. and Wetherbee. You can also see a bunch of videos of me playing old-time fiddle music with my mom.
So there you go.
That's some incentive.
There you go. And you could sample it on this band's stuff.
That's the dream.
All right. Thank you to I Want a Cat. I want to steal that pillow so bad, but I'm not gonna.
You'll have to come to our show and sneak on stage.
There we go.
Not looking. Most of us play with our eyes closed.
You're allowed to steal from us when we're on stage.
Only when you're on stage.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a band. All right.
Thank you so much.
Jinx.
All right. Let's get back into it. Robotic Hawks, 91.5 WMFO.
I'm a fan.
C.E. Skidmore and the Damn Fine Band. That song was called Bubble, and the album's called That's Baseball, Baby. And I started that little block off with Robotic Hawks and Minnesota Fats. They are playing the final night of the prelims of the Rock and Roll Rumble on Saturday the 13th. It's not Friday. But anyway, we got to close out this week's installment. Lils will be here next week. It will be more live music, more recorded music, Boston and New England music. I hope you check it out. I know I will. I'm going to close everything out with the last band playing the Rumble on the 13th. This is Mammothor, Lies by Omission, 91.5 WMFO.